Yeah, Jesus said that, okay, this is about the unjust steward, the parable of the unjust steward. I'm not going to go into all of it. But the unjust steward was wise. He said, to get out of his problems, you know, he said, he went, if you know this story, he went to his debtors and let them pay half. Verse 6 in Luke 16, see, I start there. He said, and he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said unto him, take thy bill, sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, how much oil is thou? He said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said to him, take thy bill, write 40. Now watch verse 8. And the Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are in that generation wiser than the children of light. You see that? The children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. The children of this world, they understand their world system. And they are wiser than the children of light. Now, this scripture used to bug me because, okay, I understand that's a fact, but I want to change it. I want to be wiser in the kingdom of God than the people of the world are wiser in the kingdom of darkness. And the only way you can do that is to pay attention to the Holy Spirit. The things of light are light. Live in it. Walk in it. Let the revelation, every revelation of God grow roots in you. What if everybody did this? What if every child of God who really do love God, they made up their mind, I'm going to follow Jesus, and they're dedicated. Now, what if they receive pure revelation from the Holy Spirit? Pure revelation from the men and women of God, and they let it grow roots. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I talk about following God a lot, and I want to clear something up. The Holy Spirit is one. All right? The Holy Spirit will not give you false information that's not according to the Word of God. And if, as you study the Word of God, He's going to help you receive His Word as it was intended to be understood. Now, sometimes people that you look up to may not see what you see right now, or they may not word it the way you have it right now, but the same, just like you received a revelation, they're receiving revelations. We don't need a man to teach us. We need the anointing, but the anointing that teaches you, the Holy Spirit governs the anointing, distributes the anointing and the offices and the gifts. So the Holy Spirit is anointed to train you, and that's what He came to do. And other people will help you see what you normally wouldn't see. And I know for a fact, if I didn't hear some things from others, only if the Holy Spirit revealed to me, I never would know it. Because I wouldn't have sought the Lord that way, and I wouldn't have known it. You know, I don't see myself ever figuring that out on my own. But the things that the Holy Spirit bring to me, I don't see myself figuring that out on my own either. But things I was puzzled about, I asked questions. Now, all the men and women of God who are dedicated, they're receiving information that we desperately need. And we have to take time in our schedule to listen to them. Kenneth Hagin, Charles Capps, Kenneth Copeland, Jesse Duplantis, Steve Quayle. Some of these people you may not have heard before, but all of them are anointed. Henry Groover, Timothy Alberino. Everybody have their own, what God called them to do and specialize in. We need that information. And then preachers that are upcoming, Pearson, people that have been an old soldier for a long time, Perry Stone. You know, there are anointed men and women of God. When it's saying you don't need a man to teach you, but the anointing will teach you, when John said that, he was not excluding anointed people speaking into your life. Because that's the same Holy Ghost. But people say, well, see, you can't follow God with with the mind of the enemy. You have to reject the mind of the enemy at all costs. You have to reject the mind of the enemy. It can't help you. When you have, it's like when I want to know something from the Lord, I turn my ears on. I'm listening for my answer. Whoever God chooses to use, when that answer comes, I'll know it and it'll hit the spot. It doesn't matter who he uses. Even unknown preachers, there are more anointed people out there that nobody, that, you know, mainstream people wouldn't know. And some of them, God is going to cause to cross your path. You may not have known anything about me. And here I am. You're listening to these broadcasts. God is raising up people. That there are millions and millions of people that's been listening to all the ministers and even more that I just named. And there's just as many I didn't name, like Derek Prince and others. Joseph Prince in Singapore. And you know, you may agree with something, you may disagree with something they said, or disagree with, you know, agree or disagree, but anointed people speak. Anointed people have miracles. And being people, we may not be perfect, but we do a perfect work as long as we yield to the Holy Spirit. Now remember, the enemy is trying to use false science, false religion, false education, false political system to challenge all of us. Not to mention the things of darkness and the temptations of this world. To get us back over, what is the spirit of lust? He uses that spirit to persuade man to start operating in the worldly realm again. Through desire. But the wisest men, they resist it. Now, if he can get you back in this realm for any reason, he has a measure of control in your life. And he'll hinder. The target is always Jesus. Everything that gives over to the devil, the first thing he targets is the covenant. The heart of the covenant is Jesus. And for Christians who love Jesus, the heart of the covenant is that relationship with the Holy Spirit. That's in Satan's mind, that's got to end. That's got to be cut off. He's got to disconnect you from following God. If he can get people to say, well, you got this. Okay, you love Jesus. You've got this. That's a lie from the devil. You don't have this. Jesus said you can do nothing without me. And so many people read over that part of the verse in John 15. They skim that part. No, don't. You cannot do anything without Jesus. You got to be in full covenant with him in order to pull off a perfect work. And you have to stay pure. You have to stay. The positive bondage of love. See, love has a positive bondage. And you won't get in trouble. John put it this way. If you're born of God, you can't sin. Now, people always water that down. And that the reason they water it down is because of they didn't reject the something in the world, in the education of this world, in seminary. That's how it was presented to them. Now, Paul wrote chapter 7. Now, Paul wrote Romans chapter 7. How when a man is, you know, the whole chapter, he want to do right and then wrong is there. He's always challenged. But he also wrote chapter 8, Life in the Spirit. That's how we win. Now, Peter never wrote anything like, and all the other apostles that was with Jesus, they never wrote a chapter 7 like Paul did. This is why. They saw Jesus operating every day. You learn more from a visual than you do hearing. Paul was trained by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit got him to the same point. But we needed chapter 7. Because we have to learn, draw near to the Lord like Paul did by the Holy Spirit. We weren't there watching Jesus. We're more like Paul than Peter. Peter saw Jesus do it. and he knew what to do. So his chapter 7 struggle was, he conquered, he was able to conquer what was, Paul ran into temptation. And he conquered it because he paid attention to the Holy Spirit, life in the Spirit. See, if you do things, and you have to stay in the heavenly realm. That's where your power, even when you don't know what to do, the Lord will compensate you if you'll just stay in the heavenly realm. So Paul was tempted, like men would be tempted, but he dealt with it. He overcame it by the Spirit, his love for God. When he didn't know what to do, he paid attention to the Holy Spirit, and the Lord saw him through it. I did the same thing. And love is the way I did it. The way, when I was tempted with women, because the enemy had a campaign against me, I saw that he has a lot of place in society. That was a season, no matter where I went, women would tempt me. And I took it to the Lord in prayer. And this lasted from the fall of 87, the year I got called to the preach. I got called to the ministry in the spring of 87. Learned to love in the spring. That's when I always talk about how the Lord taught me to love his people. That started like in April of 87. And then by the fall of that year, that's when the enemy started tempting me with women. Wherever I would go, and most of my customers were women. And the Lord taught me things. But I had that vision. The vision meant love the people that's tempting you. See, you can't love a person with the love of God and lust after. That's what I learned. But he showed me how to do it. He didn't tell me how to. He showed me how, with a vision. He showed me. You handle it the same way. I explained that in many other broadcasts. So just, I talk about it a lot. So many other broadcasts have that testimony in. But in other words, I stayed in the heavenly realm. And that's what Paul said, life in the Spirit. You stay in the heavenly realm. You look at things God's way. Love has a confine. It has its own boundaries, which is a positive bondage. And you don't give up and go back to Satan's realm. That's where he has control. Now, the reason, that's why I brought these things up. Paul, we're more like Paul than Peter. We learn about from the Holy Ghost and from each other as we're guided by the Holy Spirit. Now, it's up to you to filter out the things of the world that you picked up along the way by default, by mistake. When you do that, when you reject the things of darkness, as you understand this darkness, just reject it. Put that in the trash file and note it for being trash. And I said, Lord, I don't want to go through the rest of my life half tempted with women or any other thing that's not of you. How do I do it? See, I surrender to the Lord. When people praise God, they raise the, I surrender. But when you raise your hands to praise the Lord, you're not just surrendering. I also receive revelation, knowledge, power, strength, whatever I need to run this life in your realm. That's what worship does. That's what praise does. And praise is the loudest voice of faith. You're not just holding your hands up because everybody else doing it. You're saying, Lord, I surrender my life to you and I receive whatever you have to say with the intent to fulfill it. And that's true worship. That's what Jesus was looking for, spirit and in truth. Now, if you stay in the heavenly realm, you always win. But the moment you say, I got this, that's what Satan was counting on. He wanted you to say, I got this. I can run my own ministry. I can run my own life. That's fantasy, folks. Even if you have decades of victory, the moment you say, I got this, you're in fantasy. Now, I'm going to say this before we close. You got to reject lying fantasy. The enemy uses lying wonders. He always used illusion. Now, the control thought education system that came from false religion and false science that's designed to keep people in this realm. Now, God is raising up people who live in his realm with the anointing. They're the only people that can carry the anointing to break the yoke of the false education system, which came from false science and false religion. We have the anointing that'll break the yoke, that'll give the most vulnerable people a chance to see that they can live in the kingdom of God. And this is very important. Now, you have to reject the things of darkness. Now, let's look at James chapter 1. This is what God gave me in the first place. And I went all the way around the world. Now, at the end of the broadcast, I'm going to use it. James 1. Consider all the other things I said first. God is so wise in all that he does. He said, we'll start at verse 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. You're being tempted because Satan don't bother tempting people unless they're in the kingdom of God. They're in God's realm, and he's trying to pull you out of it, just like I said before. In order to win, he's got to get you out of the realm, he's got to pull your attention away from the Lord who's giving you strength. All right, you're worshiping God. You surrender to the Lord. You're receiving the things of this life. He's got to stop that. He wants you to quit. So he sent temptation. So he said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Different kinds. See, I can see him tempting men with women and women with fantasy, a luxurious life, anything. Another man or whatever is wrong. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, because you're going to kick his behind. Now, because he continues saying, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. If Satan try you, you're going to win and become patient. Patience, I said, Lord, what's your definition of patience? He said, patience is a waiting faith. It's, all right, faith is an action, right? But patience, you're in faith. It sustains you in faith. It sustains you. You have, it's just like hope, but it does the work of sustaining you in faith. You're in the realm while being challenged. And you always win with patience. Now, we was, when they was working on the youth part of the ministry at church, we was helping Vern run the wiring for the lights and everything. And the Lord gave me this analogy, you know. He said, your heart is like the battery. And the word of God charges it. All right. When you speak the word, that's like the motor. All right. Your tongue, he said, your tongue is the on switch. And then patience is like the hot wire. And yeah, it was patience is the it was like the hot wire. Peace was like the ground wire. Or the common, if it's AC. And then your works is like the motor. But then he said, you know, your mouth is your tongue is the on switch, and then your doubt is the off switch. So Satan's trying to get you to doubt something, to get out of that realm. When patience, it keeps everything alive, and peace keeps everything connected. You got to understand, this is how faith works. He gave me that circuit to show, to display what it's like to stay in faith. Let patience have her perfect work. Let it finish, that ye may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. That's your end game. Now watch this. Verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, Let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not. And it shall be given him. It shall be given him. You ask wisdom of God, it shall be given him. God will not give you what you need. And he won't upbraid you either. He'll give it to you liberally. That's why when you worship God and you're receiving his strength, his power, his might, everything you need from the Holy Ghost. And you see, your whole life can be worship. Worship is not just something that's done in the sanctuary. What you do outside the sanctuary is just as much worship as what you do in the sanctuary. When you live this life without compromise. He said, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven of the wind and tossed. Now watch this. This is where we really need to be obedient. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. If you're wavering, you're in and out of the kingdom of God. And not, I'm not talking about cold-hearted backsliding. I'm talking about not just cold-hearted backsliding. I'm talking about giving in to the ideals of this world system under Satan's control. Giving in to temptation, giving in to doubt, unbelief, things that pull you away from the strength of God. He's trying to get you into this realm. Verse 8 says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You can't live that way. Okay, also, let's look at Hebrews 12 and 1. Hebrews is right before James. Chapter 12. Now listen to Paul. He said, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. He didn't like the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself. And he loved those sinners. Lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind. You are the master in the realm of God. There's nothing in this world that has covenant. You have covenant, kingdom covenant, here, right now. And you can change the facts on the ground, whatever they are. You can display the will of God, and if people want it. Now, we don't bear branches, we bear fruit. You can display the hope of God, the light of God, the love of God, the wisdom of God. You can operate by faith, which proves Satan wrong in this realm. And everybody that will love the things of God, they're coming in. And they need us to live the light without compromise. So the rejectable things is whatever Satan said. The rejectable thing, we need to reject false religion, cold religion, that don't look to Christ. That look to Christ without his power. That don't worship him in spirit and in truth. We need to reject it. Now, the intricate things, the temptations that comes out of it, false science, false, everything of this world is fantasy. And it calls God fantasy. But we prove that God is right and everything of the world is fantasy. Sometimes people think of fantasy as a good thing. You know, something that's just not true, just out of the mind of man, you know. It's like that movie, Lord of the Rings. That's classified as fantasy. Star Trek, fantasy. Star Wars, fantasy. But there's a lot of there's a lot of parallels and parables in that. Even though it is fantasy, there is a spiritual war going forward. Now, Star Wars don't Star Wars and Star Trek, they don't exclude the spiritual part. But the spiritual things is not fantasy. The life of Jesus is not fantasy. Jesus himself is not. The Holy Spirit is not fantasy. It's real. He's real. The Holy Spirit is real in us. The devil's defeat is fantasy. He lied. Nothing he said is credible. The cold world religion and the one world religion that he's forming is fantasy. It's not real. But when people believe it is, they believe it because they were brainwashed. See, God don't brainwash. He give you truth and you do what you will with it. If you love him, you'll follow him. But you know better. You know it. You know he's real. When he healed your body, you know he did it. That suggests, hey, God is real and he loves you. Come into the kingdom of God. Jesus will say, take up your cross and follow me. They're going to try to kill you, but follow me anyway. Don't fear them. Fear is illusion. Fear has no foundation. But the love of God has all foundation. And it has everything you need to thrive in Christ. Love has faith in it. The wisdom of God, the knowledge of God, it attaches you to it. Jesus gave us the whole kingdom. And let us be wiser in our kingdom than the world is in theirs. But first, you got to reject some. Just like we learned. I'm going to close with this as God allowed me to. We don't just receive the revelation of God. As we receive his revelation, we reject the things of darkness. Everything that that's why Holy Ghost adjustments is so important. I had to make thousands of adjustments in the way I think. Because I was groomed under the public education system. And I knew some of it was just crazy. Evolution, crazy. That went in the trash file the first time they said it. I mean, I didn't even acknowledge it. I said, that's stupid. That's the stupidest thing I ever heard a grown person say when I was a child. And abortion, that's wrong. I've never been an abortionist. I said, that's crazy. I would never kill a child. I don't remember a time I ever agreed with them. But I voted for politicians who were... They knew it was wrong, but they didn't do nothing. I knew they weren't going to do nothing about it, and they advocated it. But I came to a point, I'll never vote for another politician. I just won't vote if I have to vote for another person that will agree with that debauchery. And when I did vote for him, it was because of this world. When Abraham was in Canaan land for 10 years, then he had a concubine. And When this world affects us, but you got to break through it. And we do break through it. And everybody got to break through it. There are things we didn't see before, but when we do, we need to make adjustments. You know, when the Lord told me Bill Clinton would win, I knew his position on things. He was just the better of the two. Because God told me some other things about Daddy Bush. But next time if they got to have I'm not going to deal with it. But every president that he told me about would win, they won. He didn't tell me to vote for him, though. But nevertheless, thank God for the blood. But we don't hate people that disagree with us. We don't have to vote for them. But anybody that's president, pray for them anyway. God can, just like he got us out of darkness, he can get them out of darkness. And I told Satan this morning, you can't use Biden. You can't hinder him. I'm not against him. He's just, he's the president. And I want him to do well. I would love for him to love God and do it right. I'm not against him. I don't hate any person. But the logic, you got to reject. The logic of the world system, you reject it. You can't make people do right, but you don't have to vote them in. You have to pray. That's something you have to go talk to the Lord about. But rejectable things, we must reject. We don't just receive God's revelation. We got to reject the things that try to enter us again into the world of rent. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord. Stay in victory. Stay in the things of God. Make the adjustments and reject all forms.